Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Following this series of short broadcasts about controversial topics in space, we've had John Richards talk about harvesting energy from space, François Molin about advertising in space, and now I've found out a few things to say about mining in space. What makes these topics controversial is essentially the absence of democracy, as some of the organisations or projects responsible for massive projects in space are supranational or are not necessarily wholly answerable to any national body. And secondly, there are environmental and global implications for operations in space. And the global institutions in place, such as exist in the United Nations, do not have everybody's buy-in. The largest space agency is NASA, and their budget in fiscal year 2020 was $22.6 billion. But this only represents 0.48% of all US government spending in that year. So less than 0.5%, and you get GPS, the internet, telephony, satellite imagery, disaster planning, environmental information that can't be obtained any other way, safe energy production and more, plus a huge raft of spin-off technical and commercial projects and products. So for less than 0.5% of US government spending, I'd say that's well worth it. Mining operations tend to be private concerns, so wouldn't even use public money. But what about mining in space? What can we say about environmental concerns in space? And how might mining in space affect us here on planet Earth? This topic is today still within the realms of science fiction, but then so were mobile phones, and now here they are. The closest we've come to mining asteroids is taking tiny samples of material from them and bringing them back to Earth for analysis, and that's only happened a couple of times. I guess there's the current NASA Mars rover also taking samples of Martian soil for a later mission to pick up, but that ain't mining. So we've got a way to go before we can land mining equipment on an asteroid and bring any kind of volume of material back to Earth. The Artemis Accords, signed by 8 nations in October 2020, are designed to establish a practical set of principles guiding space exploration that can be shared across spacefaring nations. The Accords also aim to provide a legal framework for companies to own the resources they mine in outer space. The document sets out standards for mining on the Moon and other celestial bodies, as well as protocols for avoiding conflict over space activities. NASA's Artemis program, from which the Accords get their name, aims to put the next man and the first woman on the Moon and eventually take mankind further. As part of the program, NASA expects it will extract materials from the Moon. The 1967 Outer Space Treaty explicitly forbids nations from claiming ownership of a celestial body. The Moon, for example, is a global commons. The policy of the US and many other nations pursuing space mining is that countries and companies can own the resources extracted from celestial bodies without staking a claim to the celestial body itself. So it'll be like the ocean. You can extract resources from it, but you can't own it. There are companies that exist today whose goal is to mine asteroids, and you may be surprised to hear that the tiny European country of Luxembourg aims to be a major player in this domain. But governments can only participate in extraterrestrial mining with the help of the private sector, and the commercial mining enterprises have not been famous for their care of the environment. It is likely to be the case that extraterrestrial mining will, like mining here on Earth, be rapacious. The next question is, should we be concerned about taking some rock containing rare metals from outer space if this helps mankind in its endeavours, particularly if it helps us to inhabit other planets eventually? How concerned should we be? So these are big open-ended questions that many people are asking at this time as we hurtle towards the prospect of mining asteroids in space. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.